Hello, hello, what's up? Today, let's talk about inflation. Noong December, nag-peak na tayo. Actually, hindi pa tayo sure kung nag-peak na talaga yung inflation sa atin. Kasi nga, naglalag tayo behind developed countries. So, if we take a look at the US, nag-peak sila noong June at 9.1%. And currently, pumabagsak na inflation. Nasa 7.1% na lang noong November. And dahil yan sa monetary policy ng kanilang central bank, which is the US Fed. So, super hawkish sila for the good part or the majority of 2022. And they're still a bit hawkish for 2023. And then tayo, minimirror lang natin yung movement ng central bank ng US kasi yung trajectory ng inflation natin is almost the same with the US, although may around 2 to 3 months na delay sa atin or even more if you think about it. So kung hindi pa 8.1% yung peak natin, potential natin is around between 9 to 10% of inflation this 2023. But of course, if we hope for the best, then mas gusto yun natin na ang peak na is 8.1% noong December 2022. And then eventually, bumababa na yan. And ito rin naman yung sinabi natin or ito yung naging prediction natin last year na naglalag nga behind the US yung inflation dito sa Philippines. So, yung relation naman ng inflation sa market, hindi naman lahat pare-pareho lang. For example, tingnan natin yung inflation ng August 2008. So, dun siya nag-peak at that time at 10.5%. Pagkating na natin yung PSCI nung August 2008, it was in the dumpsters. Hindi pa siya yung bottom, but it already fell. Sabi natin, peak noong 2007. Kasi dito nag-start yung global financial crisis. Kailan ba ito? August. So, sabi natin, nandito lang. Actually, nag-pop pa nga ng konti at that time. But yeah, it was down 32% na at that time. And then from, kahit hindi natin isama yung peak dito noong 2018. No? Sabi natin, yung peak na lang noong 2022. Kasi doon nag-peak yung PSCI at that time. So, currently, we're down a modest 9.68%. Then, pagkapinuntahan natin yung local bottom dito noong October, nasa 23.54% yung PSCI. But, if isama natin yung actual peak nung last na bull run noong 2018, sa prices ngayon, down na tayo ng 25.24%. So, again, nag-extrapolate na tayo. And this is dubious at best. Kasi hindi naman talaga kaya i-predict like everything. Like for example, data lang ng na inflation. But yeah, yung alam lang natin is kapag umakit yung inflation, ang naging monetary policy ng mga central bankers, naging hawkish sila. So ibig sabihin, tinataasan nila yung interest rate. Pagka mataas yung interest rate, yung capital is expensive. That is for everyone in the country, businesses and mga sole proprietorship, mga small businesses. So, mas mahirapan silang umutang or manghiram ng pera kasi mas mataas yung interest rate na binibigay. And the same goes for example, bibili kayo ng kotse, mangungutang kayo. So, that's auto loan. And then, same thing din, if bibili kayo ng property, mangungutang din kayo. Mas mataas yung ibibigay na interest rate sa inyo ng mga banko. Although one good thing sa ngayon is medyo umihina na yung US dollar. So nag-peak at around 59 point something pesos ang isang US dollar. I believe, kailan ba yun? A couple of months ago. But yeah, nag-peak siya yung DXY noong September 2022. And currently bumabagsak na rin siya. And that's a good indication for the market sa mga risk on assets. Kasi pagka bearish itong DXY, yung US dollar. Then the markets tend to celebrate that. So doon nagsa-start ulit yung movement pataas. Although we're not out of the woods yet. Pwede pa ulit umakyat or like mag-sideway siya. And again, ang inaantay nga natin is bumaba yung inflation. And then mag-start ulit mag-cut ng interest rate yung mga central bankers. So sa Philippines, yung BSP. And then sa US, yung US Fed. So pagka nangyari yun, historically, bumabagsak ulit yung markets. So nagkakaroon ng konting rally, then eventually babagsak ulit siya. And then we will find a local bottom ulit at that time period. So, di ba, ang dami mong kailangan aralin, ang dami mong kailangan, kumbaga, dapat update ka sa mga bagay na yan if you want to take advantage. And hindi pa siya guaranteed na mangyayari. So, mas magandang gawin is to just peso cost average or dollar cost average. Although, ako, I'm playing both sides, kumbaga. I'm still dollar cost averaging, I'm still peso cost averaging, but nag-aalat pa rin ako ng capital dun sa mga Black Swan event na yun. Although hindi mo siya Black Swan kasi nga we're kind of expecting that to happen na rin. Although again, may chance na hindi mangyari. But if that happens, if like for example, tulad nung nangyari nung nag-start yung COVID, diba? Nasaan na ba yan? Ito. So bumagsak siya ng around 4,000. That was the low nung nasa month tayo. So that was for the day, actually, no March 19. Nasaan na? So malayo pa tayo. 2021. Okay, here. So that was the lowest on March 19, 2020. And at that time, konti lang din yung capital ko nung bumagsak to ng ganito. Yung PSCI, and everything was on fire sale. And on my part, that was not really a mistake kasi kahit pa ano, may capital pa rin ako na-deploy on that particular day. Nung talaga nag-bottom out halos lahat. And eventually, bubagsak naman ulit yung prices after a few months. And then, dun ako nag-deploy ng mas malaking capital. Although, again, if this happens, I want to take advantage of it. Kasi, of course, pagka mababa yung prices, that's the best time to buy stocks or kahit anong asset, diba? Kasi nakasale nga siya eh. So, sabihin natin, ano bang, hindi MC, diba? Noong 2020, bumagsak siya. That time at around 3.1 pesos. And ganyan nasa 11.7 pesos na. So, nababa, nakabili ka at that time. Up ka na ng around 268%. Then, if nagda-dollar cost or nagpa-pesos average ka lang, then you have good gains na in just a span of 2 to 3 years. Plus, nagbibigay pa ng dividends yung DMC. So, mas malaki yung earnings, mas malaki yung gains. And then, if gusto niyo makita yung summary kung inflation report for 2022, you can go to PSA, Philippine Statistics Authority. At naman yan, pwede i-google nyo lang din. But yeah, I still want to share it here. So yung headline naman, year to date, 5.8% for 2022. And that's basically the average. So as you can see here, 5.8%. Although yung second half talaga ng 2022 medyo mataas na. Actually simula pa noong June 6.1% na, then nag-peak nga at 8.1%. And again, di pa natin alam kung bababa na ba yan this January. We still have to wait for the data. And lahat ng info andito, you can read up everything here and nakasummarize rin naman to. But if this is still too long for you, may summary din yung trading economics. I will link this dyan sa baba para mabasa nyo rin. And makita nyo lang dito kung ano ba yung nakaka-apekto sa inflation and kung ano yung next actions ng BSP para mapababa to. And again, yung next actions sa Manila is to just raise interest rates. Then meron ding summary yung CNBC. Although this is from, this article was written nung November 2022. So this is not for December. Kasi may data na rin for December. And nag-increase ng 0.1% yung inflation. And then meron ding price stability report. Merong full report and merong visual summary yung BSP, Banko Sentral ng Pilipinas. This was from November 2022. Ito yung visual summary or highlights. Wala pa yung sa December 2022. So ito yung sa December 2022. Mababasa nyo rin yan lahat sa website ng BSP. So lahat ng information accessible na sa atin. And ito pala yung basis points. So makita nyo yun palagi, may encounter nyo yun palagi kapag ka nasa rabbit hole na kayo ng investing and the monetary policy. And of course, ma-involve na rin kayo sa economics. Kasi investing and economics, magkano yan? Parang magkapatid yan. Kailangan maintindihan nyo siya pareho para mas maging, for to be a better investor. So lahat yan, cycles lang talaga. And nagbabase yung kumbaga performance ng market depending on the monetary policy of the US mainly. And then of course, yung local monetary policy sa bansa nyo. So pag minsan, for example, yung Japan, hindi sila nag-raise ng interest rate for the whole year of 2022. Ngayong start pa lang ng January sila kumbaga nag-consider, I think December 2022, na nag-akit na rin sila ng interest rate. So, iba yung strategy nila to combat inflation. But again, sa current system natin, sa current financial system, for us to combat inflation, kailangan taasan yung interest rate para mabuwasan yung activity sa economy. And most of the time, ang naging effect nun is recession. But yung soft landing, it's still not out of the woods. It's still possible, but most likely, it's a recession. And right now, I'm calling it, we are in a recession. Yun, balik tayo. Yung basis points, hindi ko pa rin yan alam like a couple of months ago. Yung BPS. So yung basis points, basically, pagka sinabing 50, it's 0.5%. So pagka sinabing 100 basis points or 100 BPS, then that's 1%. So, ganun lang siya, ka-simple. If hindi nyo pa alam yun. Kasi, yun, nag-research pa rin ako before kung ano ba yung sabihin ng basis points and ng BPS. And then, lastly, yun, trade deficit and trade gap. So, karamihan naman sa mga economy, lalo sa mga developing countries, nasa trade deficit palagi and lagi may trade gap. Ibig sabihin lang yan, mas mataas yung ini-import ng bansa para ma-sustain yung buhay natin sa bansa ngayon, ng population in comparison sa mga ini-export nila. So, mas marami tayong binibili sa ibang bansa in comparison sa binibenta natin sa ibang mga bansa ngayon. So, yung trade deficit nasa $3.7 billion for November. And yung December trade figures will be released pa this January 26. So, medyo matagal yung lag. Almost 2 months yung lag dun sa report. And then, yung trade deficit natin actually, it fell. Nasa $4.71 billion siya. Same month, a year earlier, noong 2021. Pero ngayon, November 2022, nasa 3.68 billion pesos na lang. So, mas nagre-rely na tayo sa mga domestically or locally produced goods in comparison sa mga ini-import natin or mga binibili natin na goods or let's say, I think kasama rin yung services from foreign countries. And yeah, quick recap lang sa mga diniscuss natin and natutunan natin today. So, inflation, we're still not sure if ito yung peak. Kasi malalaman lang natin pagka nag-peak na tayo, if bumagsak na to and kapag sustain yung pagbagsak nung inflation. Kahit nga yung US, sinasabi nila na we're still not out of the woods. It, yung 7.1 pwede maging 8 ulit, pwede maging 9 ulit in the next coming months. But for example, sabihin natin nasa 1 year na na sustain, no? From kailan ba ito? June. Then until June 2023, bumabagsak lang ng bumabagsak yung inflation. Then yeah, you can say that that is a sustained decrease sa kanilang inflation. And the same thing goes for us. Ito, this is a sustained upward movement from the start of 2022. So, naging stagnant lang siya nung January to Feb. And after that, continuously lang siya nag-increase hanggang sa 8.1% nung December 2022. And then, next is yung mga monetary policy. Yung hawkish and dovish na Fed. Pagka hawkish yung Fed or hawkish yung BSP, ibig sabihin nagtataas sila ng interest rates para makombat or malabanan yung inflation. And then pagka dovish naman sila, that means na nagka-cut sila ng rates or hindi sila nag-increase ng interest rates. And then yung cycle pala niyan or yung phases. Yung unang phase is ito, yan, nag-increase sila ng interest rate. And then after that, kumbaga mag-enter ng phase 2. Hindi sila mag-increase ng interest rate. I-retain lang nila yung interest rate na yun for the next or in the next couple of months. And then after that, doon na magka-cut or papasok yung phase 3. Magka-cut na sila actually ng interest rates. Babawasan na nila yung interest rate. Kasi nakita na nga nila yung sustained downward movement or pagbaba, sustained na pagbaba ng inflation para maging healthy yung inflation rate sa buong bansa. And then, natutunan din natin yung BPS, basis points, and yung trade gap and trade deficit. So, hopefully, nakatulong yung video and sana may natutunan kayo. Like, comment, and subscribe. I'll see you all in the next one. Always remember, be PESA smart.